Genoveva, Genoveva Cruz, Cruz. He was born 10/11/78, today 7/8/2023. This is a 44-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of lower abdominal pain, especially over her bladder. For the past 3 days, she's had dysuria and issues with vaginal discharge, period. In the paragraph, she has a similar episode, which was treated with Cipro and Rocephin back in November, and she did quite well, period. COVID immunization, up-to-date social, no smoking, no drinking. She's an accountant, surgery, C-section, tonsillectomy, foot surgery, medical problems, hypertension, medication, lisinopril, review of allergy, penicillin, codeine, but again, she can take Rocephin as she did in November. Review of system, UTI symptoms, frequency, urgency, vaginal discharge, has had yeast infections in the past, no nausea, but decreased appetite, has had some diarrhea off and on, no hematemesis, she's a seizure convulsion. She weighs 289 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 73, 142 over 87. Heart pulses, home with two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft. There's tenderness noted over the bladder and some over the right side. Logical non-focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Urinalysis shows trace blood. Assessment, number one, abdominal pain. Number two, lower abdominal pain. Number three, hematuria. Number four, similar episodes with UTI in November. Number five, because of the minimal involvement of the, because of minimal finding in the urinalysis and tenderness over the lower abdomen with some tenderness on the right side, I recommend the patient to go to the emergency room to get a CT scan. Patient was given a note regarding that, but she wants to hold off and give it at least 3 to 4 hours to see if she responds to the Rocephin and Sceptra DS. As she did in the past, I told her that that could be detrimental if she has an appendix that it ruptures, but nevertheless, she wants to hold off and try the Rocephin, Sceptra DS, and Diflucan for vaginitis. And then if she's not better, she will go to the emergency room in the next 3 hours. But I told her not to wait over 3 hours. And she was given a note regarding emergency, going to the emergency room at this time. Findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving, as well as the consequences of waiting to go to the emergency room if she does have what looks like what may be an inflamed appendix. Thank you.